I love it, Kevin. I was just about to ask you if that was a good-to-go time. So welcome, everybody. This is the last day of February. It's February 28th. This is Lori Clark, and it's our Health, Wealth, and Freedom Call. If you are listening in podcast record time, thank you so much for making the time to hear our call. And for those of us live on the call, I am so excited. But I have to say, what happened to February? Normally, January, February are the slogging months. And I'm like, this winter, these 2 months just flew by and flew by beautifully, gorgeously, happily. I'm like, wow, amazing, amazing, amazing. And I think that's how we can make 2017 just roll right on through. So I wanted to open the call with having everybody that's listening, like all of you on the call right now, sharing some feedback. And because the week we are in on our 90-day game plan, we have so much going on right now. So I want to talk about the information, first of all, data, which will take about a minute and a half. And then I want to talk about takeaways from the Red White event for those of you that were at the Canadian kickoff event. And also, because we're focusing on handling objections this week, that's what the topic is. And it's one of the most common questions that people have concern with. You know, how do I handle this? What do I say? It's also one of the most common reasons those of us who eat it, love it, and want to share it stop and get frozen in time is because of the objections. And so so it's such a powerful opportunity this week to break through, and that's what this can be about. This can be a breakthrough opportunity to really deep dive into you and the mirror, because I love what Jim Carrey says. We look at the world, each and every one of us, through the lenses in our eyes, but really our eyes are a projector playing back the lens cover we've put over top of our eyes. Because if you think about it, you could line a dozen people up and look at the exact same thing. Put us all outside in a park and say, what do you see? And every single one of us is going to see something different because the lenses on the projectors of our eyes are viewing the life in front of us as a mirror reflection of our internal belief systems and our internal thoughts. This is so powerful, because when we understand that all we simply need to do is change the lens on our limiting beliefs, we change our world. We change the way we see the world, which means we can now change the way we show up in the world. And then eating it, our isogenics, loving it, and sharing it comes from an entirely different lens we just put on our eyes. So the goal today is to be able to take a look at the prescription of the lens that's currently on your eyes surrounding objections, and for you to be able to decide, maybe I need a new checkup because I need a new prescription on those lens because I got to change them. So that's what I love, and that's what Jim Carrey talks about. It's really, I just love his language, that we see the world from the mirror of who we are. And as we grow and change, the reason that the world changes is that our lens sees things differently. And, you know, Herb Cepeda says he has no objections ever. And I always wondered why I didn't really ever get objections. I get questions, but I don't really get objections. Well, the reason is the way Herbie said it. He's like, I don't get objections because you know what? Objections are just somebody else's drama. And that's theirs to own. So I can redirect them back, but I don't have to worry about it. So we know that, you know, if you can kind of understand that concept, first and foremost, every objection is someone else's drama. Now, I choose to look at that a little bit differently. I choose to look at everybody's objections. You know, how much does it cost? I don't like to do shakes. I don't eat powdered food. I only eat real food. I don't have time for this. Doesn't matter what the objection is. Take anything. Here's the thing. I don't know anybody. I can't talk about this because I don't know anybody. All of that is somebody else's fear.
It's their fear of success or their fear of failure or their fear of rejection. And our job is to simply embrace them, help them borrow our belief so we can move them through their fear. Because fear is just a trigger to open a door to growth. And if we can hold the door open, hold their hand, and walk them through it while they're feeling it, that's what answering objections is all about. It's about listening to what they're saying and saying, okay, what is this really about? Because it's never about what they say it's about. If it's too expensive, it's never about too expensive. You know, we've talked about this before. If I have a baby that needs food and diapers, I will always find a way to feed and clothe my baby. Always. You know, that's how we are hardwired. If something is enough of a priority, we will find a way to find the money that's required every single time, 100%. But the value that we place on what it is we are making the priority. So our job in the Eat It, Love It, Share It conversation is how are we showing up to create the value of that brown box? Because if we create enough value that's relevant to that person, then the way their lens is seeing this is one of opportunity. And they'll say yes. They'll move through their objections easily, more easily. So opening that up in that kind of spirit, if you attended Red White and you're on the call, focusing on handling objections, because there were so many takeaways and there were so many landings, or if there was just a really big shift in you or a breakthrough in you where you see something different, jump out right now and share it. And if you weren't at Red White Kickoff, but you have some thoughts around, you know, objections or handling objections, let's hear that as well. So who wants to jump out first? Who wants to be the courageous one?
This is Potato. Let me jump in real quick and say I was a little bit late getting on the call, but I tell you what I heard from you just reinforced more to me that the next big event that goes on, come hell or high water, I'm going to be there. Thank you.
I love it. You know, it's I had an associate who is really a rock star, has an incredible vision, incredible skill set, done all kinds of personal growth, was planning on coming, and his job, his boss, came in and flew in at the last minute, and he decided that he needed to be in his job and work the weekend because of the requirements of his job. And it was interesting because he was just so angry that he wasn't able to attend the event. And I said, you know, this is your first big major event. You didn't purchase your ticket ahead of time. You didn't book your hotel and pay for it ahead of time. You didn't block the time off ahead of time. You didn't commit. You thought about it. You wanted it. You decided you were going to do it, but you didn't commit by taking any action. And now the blessing, the absolute best thing that happened to you was that you had to stay back because you, it's like the grains of sand that make a pearl. When there's enough friction, the pearl forms, but you got to have the friction. Well, sometimes we need to miss an event to find out the value of committing next time to an event. You know, and so I love that you got that. That's awesome. Okay, who else wants to jump out?
Let me add an adjunct to that. That event was huge and great. And the events every morning at 7 o'clock my time here on this call is minimal compared to that. But even these events are important. Just yesterday or the day before, someone named Bill Wentz, a voice from the past, heard me on this call, either this one or the 9 o'clock call, and that little bit of a call plus him hearing me enlarged my whole experience again greatly. So thank you. Thank you.
I love that. And you're right, this is an event. It absolutely is. We build to events. We build to events. Okay, who else? Is there anyone on the call who was at Red White that had a real shift that, like, literally you're wiring in your brain and how you see things? The lens changed a little bit?
Maybe there's no one on the call.
It may not. It may be that those that were there.
I'm here.
Like, okay, well.
On.
Okay.
Barbie Lee.
Hey, Barbie Lee.
Good morning. I was not at the event. My children were at the event. And if anybody has children who are, you know, teens, early 20s, you didn't have to be there because they texted me every freaking 2 minutes. So it felt like I was there. So it was fantastic. But I know from my youngest, she's only 17. She doesn't get to start her business yet until her birthday on April 18th. And she was in constant communication with me around, oh, mommy, you were right when you said this. Well, first of all, I love the words, you were right, mommy. Those are my favorite. But she got when it came down to the objections, we did a team call on Sunday night. And I said, okay, because this week in the, you know, the 90-day action plan, we're doing objections. And so I'm like, okay, so what are some of the objections? And so, you know, everybody else gave an objection that they've heard. And then I said, okay, so I said, some of them can be lumped together. I said, so let's start with this one. And she was the first person to speak out with how to deal with an objection. And she goes, first of all, that's not an objection. She goes, that's just what they think. You know, it's their perception. So we didn't educate in that. And then boom, she went on and it brought tears to my eyes. So the event really gave her the tools she needs to get going in April.
I love that. And Barbie, my daughter, came. She's more a product user than a business builder, but she came because she wanted to be there for her mom. And knowing she was in the audience, the legacy piece about this company with family is just unparalleled. Just it brings families together in so many different ways, and I love that testament to you that you know, your kids can share so much. And I love that idea that objections are just about perception, and you know, that's kind of when we think about objections, I always say they just don't know enough. An objection is not an N-O no. An objection is a I don't K-N-O-W no. And you know, we are the invitation to information. We are
there
to support people. Yeah?
Just a quick thing. You were talking about mothers and daughters, you and Barbie Lee. Well, I was there with my daughter. Two of my team members were there with their daughters as well. I've never seen an event like this. This was, when you're talking about legacy, this is absolutely it. It took me 9 years to get my daughter engaged. And she is the most incredible new leader I've ever seen. It's wonderful seeing her step into her power. So I'll put myself on mute again because I'm at the gym.
Oh, Maura, thank you for stepping out. And, you know, I remember because you were here at my place at Winter League Weekend when you had that call with your daughter. And just knowing that, like, listen to what Maura said, you guys, 9 years for her daughter to step into the sharing part. She's been eating Isagenics. Now she's sharing. My daughter's been pouring Isagenics into her body since she was 13 years old. She'll be 23 in April. She built the business for a year and then stepped away from it for a whole variety of personal growth reasons. She got herself to a certain place, crystal manager, and then now she's growing herself, and I know she's made for this. She knows it too, but she's just parking it. But she goes to events. She's at every New Year's kickoff, every celebration. She will constantly support me in any way. She built her belief, and she pours ridiculous amounts of Isagenics into her body. All my three kids do because it feels good. It helps them feel their best they can, and that's what is so, so important. And, you know, when I was on stage at Red White Kickoff, my piece was about connecting, and I shared that my sponsor, Cindy Little, I signed up as a customer for my kids. It took me 3 years because I didn't know that I needed this. I was not connected to myself. So I gave her every objection in the book for not sharing, for not doing a 30-day program and for not sharing. All those objections, every single one of them that I gave her for 3 years, all boiled down to one thing for me. I was so not connected to me. My light was so dim. I had no self-worth. I had no belief in myself that I deserved to treat myself as well as I treated my kids and everybody else. And that journey of personal growth came from going to events as a customer. I went to Super Saturdays in Toronto. I went to all kinds of events all the time, like every month, every quarter. I would go to events, and I went strictly as a customer. But over time, I learned, because I K-N-O-W, didn't know myself what was going on inside me. I just knew there was something off. And I would go to an event, and I would feel like me. And then I'd get home, and I'd stop feeling like me. And then I'd go to an event and feel like me. And it took a long time, I guess I'm a slow learner, to connect the dots to realize when I go there and I'm in that environment and in that energy and I'm eating the isogenic food that's there, when I travel, I feel like me. And then when I come home, I stop doing all that. And then I go back to not feeling like I'm all of me. And eventually, I put it all together and realize, oh, okay, let's do this 30-day program. And the light switch went on. So when we follow up and we're dealing with objections, it's somebody's journey to self-worth, to self-love, to realizing they deserve to own this. And a lot, like I used to use the excuse of time. I used the excuse of money. I had a scarcity mindset. I had a, I don't deserve, I'm not worthy enough. That's who I was. And I'm sharing this because objections are simply somebody else's place they're at that's coming from a lack or a fear. Every single one of them. It doesn't even matter what the objection is. When people message me saying, so-and-so's asking about, well, I had, here, I'll give you an example. Yesterday, I had one of my associates message saying, I want to talk, I've got these two guys, one of them's a medic and the other one is looking at this from a health point of view but has a million questions. And they need data, and they need research, and I need a three-way call with somebody in the company who's a medic. And I'm like, have you even asked them what their personal goals are and what they want out of this? It doesn't matter who they are, what their job is, or how it can impact their business. What do they want? Where are they at? What's this going to do for them? It's always, what's this going to do for them? Because I don't care if I'm talking to a doctor or the prime minister or the president or head CEO or a CEO of a corporation. In the end, I'm connecting with their heart space. How are they feeling? Like generally, people who have really great, busy, high-profile jobs and a bank account that's ridiculous have a really crappy health profile because they're stressed out of their mind. They don't sleep. Their stomach's in knots. They have too much acid, and they don't eat properly. Generally, this is a big generalization, but I've had a few conversations to be able to generalize this. So if I'm talking to someone who's a COO of a corporation or a CEO and is, you know, making billions of dollars for the company and millions of dollars in their own bank account, I'm not talking about that. And I'm not talking about their employees or their staff or anything. I'm talking about, how do you feel? How do you wake up in the morning? How do you go to sleep at night? How are your relationships with those that you love the most? What do you feel like? Do you get enough exercise? Do you feel good, solid in your body? I'm talking about them on a personal level. That's how I want to connect. Because all the other objections that come up are all going to end up eventually dialing back into where they're at in their own personal heart space. And so really that's where we want to connect. Now, there is a correlation, 100%. You know, I get people that always get objections from their potential customers on the ingredients and what is this going to do for me. And the first question I ask them after I get four or five or six messages about their prospects, and they always have the same question. They want the ingredients. They're worried that this is not, it's got too much sugar. You know, how are they going to digest this? They've got this allergy. Like there's all this content on food and their bodies and the ingredients. And I ask one question, you know, I'll say, Lori, I want you to ask yourself a question before I answer the one you just asked me. Are you comfortable with the ingredients in isogenics? How much time did it take you to believe in this food? How much time did it take you to feel in your body better? Do you trust that the sugars that are there, because the research shows it, are low glycemic, you know, diabetic friendly, because John Anderson, our formulator, is a type 1 diabetic, and all are natural. Our sugars come from fruits and veggies. They come from the earth. They're not manufactured like aspartame or, you know, all that whole family of artificial sugars. You know, because the objections that we get are based on, let's go back to the Jim Carrey piece, the lens we see the world in. You know, if I get someone whose objections, they're talking to someone and every single time they're trying to talk to somebody and that person says it's too expensive, I can't afford it. Then the first question I ask them is, how comfortable are you putting a value pack on your next auto ship order? How comfortable are you putting more than 125, which is your minimum BV for your Isobody Challenge, on your auto ship every week, every month? Where's your money mindset at? Because if you're coming from a place where you're putting 101 BV on your account every month, or there is no way, you know, on God's green earth, you're going to put a president's value pack, the old president's pack or value pack, on your auto ship next month because it just sends you into panic because you freak out about the money, then I usually invite you to say, can we do some work on this? Because you're attracting who you are and where you are now and your objections that show up in the conversations you have. If you think about it, generally there's a pattern. And generally they're the similar kind of objection. And generally it means if you take the time to look in the mirror and ask the question back to yourself. This is how I grow. And, you know, I thank David Wood particularly because he's been instrumental and he's such a gifted trainer. And we are so blessed to have him for the company because it's the mirror reflection. We attract who we are. The objections we get are actually ours. The limiting beliefs that freeze us from stepping through our fear are generally what are going to happen with the people we bring in. And the coolest thing is the disaster that I started out as, and I'm still a disaster a lot of days, but I'm getting better. The mess of not really being all there, like as I journeyed through, you know, not loving all of myself, mind, body, soul, for just who I am, perfectly imperfect, to where I'm at now where I've never been more in love with my perfectly imperfect self. I'm actually, I think for the first time in my life in this past year, just embracing how beautiful it is to let go of the need to be perfect, to let go of the need to have it, like my, you know, my shit all together all the time. It's just so liberating. It's so freeing. It's taken me this long to get there. When I started with Isogenics, I wasn't there. So I attracted people that were like me. Now I'm attracting different people and I'm having different conversations. I don't get money objections.
Ever. Hi. Sorry to be so bold. Can I jump in for just a second?
Yeah, sure. Who is this?
Okay, so my name is Lindsay Lustig. I'm the stubborn arse that Moore was referring to. I am on this call right now. I was at Rocco on the weekend, and it was phenomenal. I agree with what you're saying. My lens has shifted. What I want to say is that I had been to events before, and they were great events, and they were empowering, and I loved them. There was never a question for me like that the products were phenomenal. I always used the product. But the difference with coming to Rocco this time was that I had committed, and that allowed me to be open to the learning that I needed to be able to start helping people and to launch and to help myself. So that was huge. And in addition about the event, so I'm hearing you talk about all of these fears, these questions that are really just fears that are setting us back. I've felt them before. I think it's a part of the process. Stubborn arse, so I guess that's why we're friends. She came to this event, and she's done bodybuilding before. She's done all sorts of things. She loves the product, but she still had a whole bunch of excuses and reasons, you know, and it was her fear. But coming to that event on the weekend, something clicked. The events are so important, and she had tears in her eyes, and she's in. And now she can start to change herself, and she can start to change others. I just think the events are so important, and I'm really enjoying this call. Sorry for interrupting.
No, Lindsay, I love it because I know your journey because I'm really good friends with Maura and Jeff, And they've shared over the years, you know, just, and I'm the same, like, I have kids where they pour, like, the amount of product I ship out west to my son and his wife is insane. They love it. They're not ready to share it, but they pour it into their bodies every single month because they know the value. And eventually over time, like you say, there'll be an event that clicks for them. The timing will be right. And I love what you just said about commitment, because in the closing it, red, white, you know, Jamie Snellgrove, I loved her analogy. And here it is, because many of you I know on the call weren't there. There's five frogs on a log, and they're all sitting there. I want to be. So I'm going to say, I want to be a crystal executive. I want to be a crystal director. I want to impact more lives. I want to earn enough money to take my family on vacation. I want to make money. I'm going to be able to pay off my car payment every month. I want to. And then three of the frogs say, you know what? I'm deciding I actually am going to be that crystal executive. I'm really going for it. And another frog says, you know what? You've just inspired me. I'm going to hit crystal director. I know I can make that, and it's going to be able to allow me to get that car payment every single month taken care of. And then the third frog says, you know, I love helping people. I'm deciding I eat this. I love it. I'm going to share it. And the question becomes, how many frogs are now in the log? Of course, the answer is still five. Because until we take action, until we commit to the action of getting off the log and getting into action, nothing changes. The decision is not enough. When I talked about the associate of mine who had, you know, decided to go to Red White, he never took the action. He never bought the ticket, paid for the hotel, booked the time off months ago. He decided, but he didn't commit by taking action. So in the end, nothing happened. And Lindsay talks about that, getting to the event. She committed at the event, so she was open to receiving. And the power of events is huge. And, you know, I said there was a bunch of stuff going on this week. So here's what's happening that we need to know, because we're almost at the bottom of the hour. Number one, of the 18,000 tickets at Celebration, there are only 3,000 left. If you don't have yours, get in your back office today and get it, because this is one of those events with Tony Robbins where I know that in August, you know, in Isagenics events, normally there's lots of tickets that go up for sale. People can't go, or they buy too many and they're not able to get rid of them. That's not going to happen this year. You are not going to find tickets in there. Like, who's not going to want to see Tony Robbins? $250 and you get 3 hours with him? Forget the rest of the event that you get 4 days of for all access with that $250. 3 hours one-on-one with Tony Robbins, so there won't be tickets available. When I was at Red White, I had 30 team there. That's the most they've ever had in an event. And at the team dinner, I said, you know, my goal is 150 people at Celebration. So I'm committing to bringing 20 new people myself that currently aren't in our team. I challenge each and every one of you, as beautiful consultants that you are, since most of you already brought one to this event, to bring four. So there's five of you in total, and you can fill up the room, because the rooms of the Palazzo and the Venetian is a king bed and a queen pullout. If you're a bunch of girls, that means there's enough for everybody to have a bed, and you can make the room really affordable. So I challenge everybody, bring four or bring five, fill up a room, bring that. That will change your life. But to do that, you've got to get those tickets now, because there aren't going to be enough left. So I'm going in again today to purchase more tickets, because I know there won't be any left when I bring those 20 people on. Some of them are coming in this month, next month, next month, next month. It'll all be sold out. Number two, for Canadians only, this week, if somebody gets started with a new wholesale customer account, 150 BV or more, they will get a free account membership for this week. How cool is that? Thank you. You know, corporate staff, again, as a result of the Red White event, they gifted that to us on the very last day at closing. Number three, the chocolate mint seasonal shake is out again. Last time it sold out in 24 hours in Canada and in 72 hours in the U.S. They've only put 175,000 units into stock. What does that mean? It means it's going to sell out fast. It is a wholesale order only. Any seasonal shake, you got to go in and order wholesale. So it's really important that you talk to your customers today. I started yesterday. Talking to your customers, your existing ones, and especially those that are inactive, haven't done a program for a while, get them back on board with a chocolate mint shake. You know, get them just ordering, because if you order six or more, of course, you get 10% discount, covers off your shipping. So So take advantage of that promotion. Today is the last day for the buy one, get one free on the dairy-free bars. Buy one chocolate, get one berry-free. Buy one chocolate, get another chocolate free. It is so crazy cheap when you do like six boxes of, if you order six boxes of dairy-free bars, you get six boxes free. Oh, my God. And when you do six, you get the discount on the shipping. Like, seriously? It's like 12 bucks a box for your bars. So take it. But today's the last day. So make sure, again, you've got customer care calls today. This is your customer care call day. And then the last piece, you've got the shake. You've got the dairy-free bar promotion. You've got the free membership for any new Canadian associate. Now, if you're American, if you're enrolling a Canadian associate, they get the free membership. Doesn't matter who you are or where you're from. It's when you're enrolling a Canadian associate. The last thing is the 3 for free shipping is still ongoing. So what that means is if you enrolled somebody in January, make sure that you connect with them, or in February, that their auto ship has 125 BV on it, so they get that $27.77 off free shipping credit in Canada. It's, I think, 24 bucks or 25 or something like that in U.S. dollars, whatever it is. But they will get the free shipping. But it's your job to go in and make sure that their auto ship is at that 125 BV, which it has to be anyway for Ice the Body Challenge. So we've got lots of work to do today with customer care calls to make sure everybody is up to speed. And the very last thing, for those of you in Ice the Body, today is the last day for the maintenance photos. So do make sure that your maintenance photos go in today, and then you re-register for a new Ice the Body. I already do. Like my after photos, when I complete a challenge, I just flip them. Same 2 seconds later into a new challenge. So I'm already in a new challenge. But my maintenance photos have to go in today, and so do yours. And again, your customers, you know, they probably don't know. They're not aware. So make sure you call them and remind them that their photos are due today. So we're a little past the bottom of the hour. I apologize for that, but we've got so much going on right now. Can you feel the energy in the company? Can you feel the energy in just in the universe that we have such a gift and we have so many reasons to issue out those invitations and share and share and share and just pay this forward? So any last thoughts on the call? Anybody feel like jumping out right now before we finish off?
Well, this is Potato again. You just reemphasized how important these little events daily with you are. Every day, it's just as important as the big events. It's life-saving, and it's free to get on the phone 30 minutes. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Lori, it's Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Your presentation on connecting was so refreshing with equating it to children going and knocking on their friend's door. Can you come out to play? Really found that great, as every presentation seemed to get better and better and made it more relatable for us to share the business.
Thank you, Kathy, for sharing that. I really appreciate that, and I love that you found value in it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we are talking about objections this week, but with all these promotions going on, you really do have to do some connecting. And, yeah, make it fun. Be the kid. Go find your inner child and play, because goodness knows, being an adult doesn't mean you have to be serious all the time. Silly is a really good way to show up. Kevin knows this. I mean, you know, he lives that way. I live that way. You know, it's way more fun. Okay, last person who wants to close out the call. Somebody else who feels like jumping out.
Barbie Lee.
Hey, Barbie Lee.
Okay, so somebody currently is messaging me about the chocolate mint shake because they're trying to enroll with it and they can't. So
that is correct.
Because it's not in our web office.
You can't enroll with it. You can call customer care. What happens is you got to enroll somebody with an enrollment, and then you got to go, once their account is open, they can go into the wholesale place order part. You can only order seasonal shakes in the place order wholesale section. It is not part of an initial order. It has to be done as a place order. Okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. Excellent question. All right, everybody, have an amazing week. Close out the last day of February in style. Let's rock this day. Let's make this a massive, massive day to just help more people on the planet feel as lit up as all of us. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.